Kathy De La Paz, a detective with the Dallas Police Department, says young people who are selling their bodies under the supervision of a pimp are usually ripe for the picking.
These traffickers don't have to go through what a traditional child sex offender goes through. They don't have to find a job where they're around kids. They don't have to groom a family. Really, all they have to do is go to the train station, see who's skipping school.
De La Paz says she stopped telling their stories because people too often blamed them for leaving home. She says criminalizing the young prostitutes didn't work for her agency and won't work anywhere else. Byron Fassett, a Dallas police sergeant with the Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Squad, says sex trafficking is a hidden victimization. It's hidden with a lot of shame and a lack of understanding that most of these children are the disenfranchised within the community.
It's not about just putting a trafficker or a perpetrator in jail. It's about rescuing and restoring the child, getting the child out of it. Because if we do our job right there, then we get the trafficker by default on the backside.
Fassett says the first hurdle law enforcement needs to cross is realizing that these are victims that need specialized services, not criminals. Morgan Perry produced a documentary called Sex and Money, A National Search for Human Worth, which is being screened at the conference as an educational tool. Perry says while studying in the red light district in Thailand, she became friends with a girl she believed to be a prostitute.
One morning I found her left on the street, almost completely naked. She'd been drugged, raped numerous times. And someone in the outreach team that I was with said, "She's been trafficked. We need to call an anti-trafficking organization." And that was the first time I heard the term trafficking.
Perry says Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, and Latin America are home to the majority of sex trafficking cases. But in the United States, there are about 100,000 to 300,000 minors being bought and sold for sex. She says the majority of the child victims are coming out of the foster care system or a dysfunctional family. Their self-worth and value has been depleted after years of abuse. But Perry is finding that with enough resources and support, their lives can turn around.
You know, once they get off the street and they're not looked at as a criminal, as a prostitute, like they're the bad guy, but they're looked at as a victim, they can be restored.
Few people understand that sentiment more than Keisha Head, who is a survivor of sex trafficking. Growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, she was put into a foster home where she experienced sexual, physical, and mental abuse. Head says she finally ran away at the age of 16. It didn't take long for a pimp going by the name Sir Charles to find her and turn her out. Now she's an advocate for girls who are sexually exploited.
One of the main things that I live by now is your past does not determine your future. It does not matter what happened to you. You can overcome and you can be a powerful and empowering person. And don't allow anyone to victimize you. Tell someone and seek help immediately.
Head says the fact that there is modern-day slavery happening in a free country is unacceptable. The symposium closes Friday at the Hilton Salt Lake City Center. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.